Desired Blessings by Dina Kilgore. I remember in Bible study a few months ago, we were studying Job. Although Job went through some horrific times that we can't even imagine, God did restore the blessings in Job's life. Job just had to continue to endure and trust. Yes, there were times that Job was upset and got frustrated, but he continued to trust our Almighty God with his life and trusted that God was going to get him through. It sure does put my life into perspective, doesn't it? Yeah, I've had a few things in life go awry, but who hasn't? I could never in a million years equate my life to anything that Job went through. I can't even imagine how that would feel. But in my little scrawny lifetime, I've had some hurts and struggles. Persevering through these times is the key to finding God's blessings. Just hanging on and continuing to trust. I was just talking with my Christian brothers and sisters in Bible study this past week about giving up on some things I had been praying for so long, because I just kind of gave up on God answering those prayers. Have you ever done that? Just assuming God was saying no because it was taking so long? It's disheartening at best. Having other mature Christians in my life is such a blessing because they've been through the ups and downs that we all go through as we've walked this Christian walk for a while. They encouraged me to keep praying and not give up. God's blessings and answered prayer could be right around the corner. It stirred my heart again to muster the courage to start praying again about those things that I'd nearly given up on. Psalm 128, 1 through 3 says, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours." God wants to bless us, and he wants us to continue coming to him and talking to him and trusting him and not giving up on him. He's proven time and again that he is full of blessings. We just have to not stop short of the ask. Don't give up. Continue your ask. If it aligns with God's will, he'll bring it to fruition in his timing. And if it's not in his will, he already has a better way. So just keep praying. In time, he'll show you what he had in store. And be ready to be amazed.